Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Reeves. Batting third, the right fielder, Cedric Durst. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Russ Scarrett. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Bill Sweeney. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting eighth, the catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jack Russell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Russell. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second, the center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley misplays the ball. That's an error on Boley. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Oliver moves to second. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves strikes out. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is hit by the pitch. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Russell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards short. Rhein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Reeves. Fox moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine misplays the ball. That's an error on Rhine. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller scores. Dykes moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up towards first. Sweeney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Scarrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. Reeves takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst is hit by the pitch. Reeves moves to second. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scarrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-1 in the game. Reagan strikes out. One out. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0-for-1 in the game. Rhine takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry strikes out. Cochran drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Berry out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst, who is chasing the ball. Miller reaches third base with a triple. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. One out. It's 3-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-1 in the game. Russell strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Reeves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive to right field. Durst throws towards third. Reeves fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Reeves. Bishop goes all the way around to score. Haas moves to third. It's 4-0, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 5-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Durst hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0-for-2 in the game. Reagan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Miller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skarrat. Miller reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into right field. Durst picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Durst. Miller scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 6-0, Athletics. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Skarrat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-2 in the game. Grove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dykes scores. It's 7-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a line drive towards first. Sweeney reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sweeney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis Miller pinch hits for Hal Rhine. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller takes first base on ball 4. Sweeney moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-2 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Sweeney moves to third. Two outs. Bill Narleski pinch hits for Jack Russell. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sweeney scores. It's 7-1, Athletics. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Smith now pitching. Bill Narleski now playing shortstop. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric McNair pinch runs for Mickey Cochran. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves juggles the ball. That's an error on Reeves. McNair moves to third. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Berry settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Berry. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. he's got three RBIs. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reeves fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Cy Perkins now catching. Jim Kesey now playing first base. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove juggles the ball. That's an error on Grove. Reeves moves to second. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Durst hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reeves moves to third. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Bishop fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Reeves scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 7-2, Athletics. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 0 for 3 in the game. Reagan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bill Sweeney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sweeney is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Sweeney hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Sweeney reaches second base with a double. Joe Cicero pinch hits for George Smith. Joe Cicero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cicero strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 3 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Sweeney scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-5, Athletics. Bill Narleski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narleski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Narleski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Hod Leesenby now pitching. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a pop-up towards short. Narleski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Durst. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Haas takes first base on ball 4. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Haas moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Reagan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 4 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Reeves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reeves is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Reeves hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.